On June 18, 2009, John Henshaw, Executive Director of Maine Port Authority, spoke at a panel on Maine's ability to execute renewable ocean energy projects. This was held at the Samoset Resort in Rockport, Maine.
Hi, good morning. I'm John Henshaw with Maine Port Authority. I'm not quite sure how I achieved this honor, but this is the Port of Searsport, in case anybody's interested. There's a picture taken by Jim Jerry of Sprague Energy, which operates the port there. Our recent experience in alternative energy, experience of our ports in alternative energy, includes our the work of ORPC on tidal energy in the Port of Eastport. And that relationship has really blossomed over the past year or so into a real collaborative effort between the Eastport Port Authority and ORPC. Chris Sauer spoke of this. And actually, it's sort of interesting. He talked about the power of the currents in the passage there in Eastport. And the Port Authority licenses the pilots, and we're keenly aware of that that power. Our other experience in this in the industry came with the import of wind turbine components through our ports. And actually, all of our ports, all of our major ports, have been importing wind turbine components for the last year and a half or so. And because the Port Authority has an economic development role to play as well, we decided to step back and sort of look at the industry and see what the implications of this this presence in our ports meant for the state. So we stepped back and we looked at all the resources and all aspects of the industry in the state, and sort of working back from the ports, we looked at the capabilities that we had. And obviously we had logistics and materials handling capabilities demonstrated here, construction capabilities, manufacturing capabilities, in particular composite manufacturing capabilities, and finally R&D testing, prototyping capabilities. So we see some near-term opportunities for R&D testing, prototyping, and demonstration projects. Medium-term, there'll be opportunities for manufacturing replacement parts, in particular wind turbine blades. And longer-term, based on our demonstrated expertise, we can effectively compete in the offshore marketplace. So anyway, back to ports. What does this all have to do with ports? Well, number one, it's our proximity to the resource. Our ports sit at the nexus between our industrial capacity and the ocean energy resource. They will be the place where these projects are stored, staged, assembled, and potentially manufactured, and ultimately serviced. This is a tremendous economic opportunity for the state and also meets our goals for clean energy and energy independence. Our ports are ready, willing, and able to contribute to the development of this resource.